Off the Ball Breakfast.
Well, you say doing double training sessions. I'd say he's being forced to do double training sessions, and he's there as a shell of a person.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball Daily.
Finish the news round by speaking to Dublin's former All-Ireland winning captain John O'Leary about the passing of Paddy Cullen at the age of 80. Now, Paddy won three All-Irelands as a goalkeeper at Dublin in 1974, 76 and 77. He was awarded an All-Star four times. He managed Dublin then to league and Leinster titles in the early 1990s. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Not too bad. It is sad news. You grew up watching Paddy Cullen playing goals for Dublin.
Yeah, look, really sad news this week. I knew he wasn't well, but still it was a shock to hear the news there. He'd passed away. And yeah, in 1974, I was 13, so at the right base to be starting following the breakthrough of the Dubs. And, you know, he was my hero and what I wanted to be and who I wanted to play and who I wanted to follow. So back in 74, we had two players on that Dublin team as well, Stephen Rooney and Georgie Wilson. So locally, we were sort of very invested, if you like, in what Dublin had started to do. But for me, Paddy was the goalkeeper and I was playing in goal, and he was my hero and inspiration.
Do you remember the first time you met him, John?
No, I was on the minors. So if you take the 79 Ireland programme, he was on the programme as a senior goalkeeper and I was on the programme as a minor goalkeeper. And the following year, I took over from after Leinster final in 1980. So I don't actually really remember the first time. I probably was around that senior squad when the minor and the seniors might have merged a couple of times in training in Parnell Park. But no, I can't remember actually meeting him the first time. It was probably still, even though, you know, you meet these guys over the years, he's sort of still my hero. I was always a goalie I was trying to be, aspire to be, even though, you know, we were long finished playing football, but he still had that aura in my view. But, you know, a lovely, lovely man.
What stood out for him as a goalkeeper in terms of his talent in front of the posts? Obviously, remember the save from Liam Salmon?
Yeah, the save in 74. I mean, you know, I saw it again there yesterday on WhatsApp and videos. It's one of those moments that it still gets a lump in your throat, because it's one of those moments that was part of that breakthrough in 74. And if that goal had gone in, would have gone on and win it? Maybe not. He made the save. I can still see it again. You know, and memorise it, stepping to his left and putting the save. He obviously didn't even die for it, just put his hand out to save it. But yeah, that was a real iconic moment for him as a goalkeeper in Dublin. So for me as a goalkeeper, that was the one I always remember him really for. Unfortunately, the Mikey Sheehy goal as well was one that sort of haunted him as well. But I saw a replay yesterday evening of, I think, Austin Stacks reenacted the Phoenix from the Flames with Jared Power, Mikey Sheehy and Robbie Keller. And it was just really, really good fun. And I think showed his sort of character in that video. He was just a really good, fun guy.
Absolutely. And did you model yourself on Paddy when you were a goalkeeper, John? Because I think goalkeepers changed. The goalkeeper got more power. They were taking the kickouts and it's evolved hugely as a position over the years.
I don't think so specifically, but yeah, I mean, he brought a bit of glamour to the goalkeeper position as opposed to somebody just the last person picked tended to go and goal. So he brought a bit of glamour to it and style, and I'd say that his character, you know, brought more to that as well. So yeah, I mean, I admire the way he played and, you know, how good he was. And not that I modelled myself specifically on him, but he was always there in the background, you know, as it was going, you know, heading towards the minor team. That's why I was modelling my game on him. And he made a sort of a breakthrough for goalkeepers at the time. I think himself and Billy Maher were probably the two most well-known goalkeepers of that era.
He then managed you in the early 90s, John, when it took a while for you to make the breakthrough and you captained 1995. But before that, you had the four games against Meath, which really, after Italia 90, was such a huge moment for the GA, and Paddy was in charge of you then.
Yeah, I think he took over in 90, so he was there in 1991, 92. But the four games against Meads, you know, was almost like, if you think where we ended up in 95, but that was almost like ours 1974, starting to break through, starting to create a bit of aura around the team. And those four games, again, like you say, after Italia 90, we go down in folklore. And he was the manager at the time and sort of brought us to the next level, because we had sort of struggled for the previous couple of years. But yeah, unfortunately, then 92 Donegal beat us. But, you know, back to your question there, you know, 1991 was, again, one of those moments in GAA, you know, history. The four games were unbelievable. We met a couple of the Mead guys there recently, myself and Charlie Redmond out in Mead, and the function, and it was good fun meeting those guys, talking about it again.
I read a lot of tributes the last couple of days, John, as I'm sure you have as well, be it from Roy Curtis or Colm Keyes or Sean Moran or Martin Brehany in the papers. I never met Paddy myself, but it just seems that he was full of warmth and charisma as a guy.
Yeah, a really outgoing, you know, personality. The sort of the fellow would attract people to him in a room and would hold the room with his stories. And, you know, just good fun. And I'm not surprised that he ended up in the pub business because, you know, he was a people person. Good fun, good stories, good bit of crack, and I was good atmosphere around him when he was in the room.
And also, it's great as well, John, because you're reading about the 50-year anniversary of 74 and the function they had last year for that, and you're speaking there about like meeting the Meath lads. There is the commonality of playing football at the highest level, playing at Croke Park, being in an amateur game, respecting yourselves and your opponents, and those memories and those bonds are forged for lifetimes.
They are, yeah, and it's, you know, it's particularly, you know, warm, if you like, looking at the 74 guys, you know, the 50th anniversary of our celebrate lunch last year, he was there. He wasn't well, he was in a wheelchair, but I had a very brief conversation with him, fleeting really, but it's great to see those guys and the bond that those guys have when you see them with each other. And each sort of team has its own group. The 83 team, we have a sort of our 80s WhatsApp group, we have a 95 WhatsApp group, there's a 70 WhatsApp group, and that keeps fellas connected, even though there's not, you know, a physical connection in terms of functions. And we play a bit of golf once a week with a mixture of those three teams. But again, like the Meath lads in 91, you know, they're and that Dublin team in the 70s, obviously a great connection with the Kerry team going to Listowel every year. So it does, while it's a rivalry at the time, you know, time does heal all those rifts, if like, or you know, the fuse, if you like, might be on the pitch, but off the pitch, it's great to meet these guys again in sort of normal circumstances.
It's sad news with the passing of Paddy Cullen. Our condolences, John, are with his family and his friends, and he'll be very much remembered. We really appreciate you coming on, John, and paying your tributes today.
No, no, thank you.
John O'Leary there, former All-Ireland winning captain, Dublin goalkeeper, and goalkeeper of the Metropolitans, as well as Paddy Cullen. Sad news this week with the passing of Paddy at the age of 80.
Off the ball, daily.